And you know, I knew when the Lord gave me this, I knew it was going to be quiet. Amen. Amen. Because when it comes to team, it causes us to have to sacrifice. Amen. Sometimes we have to lay aside what we're doing for the greater issue. Amen. For what God is doing. Amen. Somebody say what God is doing. Amen. So the title is being faithful to the team. Amen. In my first scripture is going to be 1 Corinthians. I think it's 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 4 and 2. When you get it, say amen. Somebody say amen. 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 This is going to be a great message today. Amen. I don't know about nobody else, but you know what? I needed this years ago, and I still need it today. Amen. Somebody say amen. Say amen for the pastor. Amen. Amen. Because you know what? I have a general. Amen. I have a leader that I follow. Amen. Amen. And every now and again, you know what? He has to correct me. Somebody say correction. Amen. So a lot of times people can't take correction. Amen. Oh, well, whatever. Amen. Well, we're going to preach this thing this morning. Amen. It says, moreover, is it required for stewards in stewards. Say in stewards. That a man be found faithful. That's man or woman. Say be found faithful. We got to be faithful to something. Amen. If we're faithful to God, everything else will fall into place. Say fall into place. Now, I have a companion text, and that's Psalms 138, 6 through 8. Amen. It says, though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly. Sometimes we have to be like the Lord. Say like the Lord. Even though we're high, every now and again we have to look low. Say look low. Amen. Sometimes we get so high that we forget about the low. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. Sometimes we get promotion and we get moved up and we forget that one time we were low. Amen. It's sometimes that people are struggling and sometimes we look down on people that struggle. Come on. I know I'm in the right house. Amen. We get a couple of nickels and get them to rub together. Amen. All of a sudden, the person that only has a penny, we look down. Okay, whatever. Come on, somebody. It says, but the proud, say the proud. This is talking about the Lord. He knoweth afar off. Say afar off. See, every time we get, a lot of times we get caught up in pride. And the Lord, he said, he only knows the proud afar off. Amen. Because the word says, if he be lifted up. Come on, somebody. Not if I be lifted up. He said, if he be lifted up. Amen. He said, though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath. Say the wrath. The wrath of my enemies. And thy hand, say thy hand, shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which concern me. Will perfect. Say perfect. If anything that God is doing in your life, he will perfect that. Amen. If you're lacking something, somebody say lack. Amen. If you draw nigh unto God, it says that he will draw nigh unto you and he will perfect that which concerns you. Amen. Come on, somebody. It says, thy mercy, O Lord, endure forever. And it says, forsake not the works of thine hands. Amen. See, now this is what I have this morning. The team, say the team faithful. The team faithful are the difference makers. Come on, somebody. You have to be part of the team and faithful to the team in order to be a difference maker. Amen. The success of a group is determined by the faithful in the group, not the total following the group. Am I in the right house? The greatest gift that you and I can give to God and to those we love is to raise the level of our commitment, say our commitment, and faithfulness to the rest of the team. Amen. Rest of the team. Do y'all get that? The rest of the team. We're all a team, and it takes everybody to have their hands on deck. Amen. If you're part of the team, everybody is important. Amen. Whatever play they're running, amen, it requires everybody to be part of that play. Amen. I've heard somebody say, well, you know what? That's not my calling. Well, if you're called to God, whatever we're doing, that's your calling. Amen. Amen. Because if you're not faithful to what God has called somebody else to, he will not give you yours. Amen. Come on, somebody. You know how we always say, I'm going to get mine. But if you don't get in with God, there's no way you can get what God has for you. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. I know it got quiet on that, Lord. But you know what? I'm going to go ahead and preach this. Amen. Faithfulness is the aggressive action we pursue to ensure we would not limit God's blessings on our life and others around me. Amen? This is a personal testimony what Pastor Loretta and I have. We attribute our success to our commitment to the principle of loyalty. Somebody say loyalty. And faithfulness to others. Amen? Years ago, it didn't matter what somebody else was doing as long as we could be a part of it. Amen? Say we could be a part of it. Come on, somebody. You know, a lot of people won't be a part of something that doesn't concern them. Amen. You know what? I really don't care what somebody else is doing as long as I can do what I want to do. Amen. But this is what I say. If we can be a part of what God is doing, we're all part. Say all part of the team. Somebody say all part of the team. And, you know, I believe that because we did that in ministry early, we are now experiencing or reaping the benefits of it now. Amen? To our maker. Somebody say to our maker. To our mentor. Say to our mentors. And to other ministry. And now to our own ministry, which God has entrusted us with. Amen? Amen. To each other and to others. If we're faithful to what God has called us to, and we're faithful to do what God has called us to do, we will be willing to help other people. Say willing to help other people. Man, it got quiet, but you know what? I don't care. I'm going to move on. Amen? Amen. Because whenever we're committed, say committed. See, whenever we say commitment, people drop their heads because they don't want to be committed. Amen. But you let that man tell you to be at work at 8. Come on, somebody. This is your last time not being to work at 8, and we're going to do something about you. You'll clock in at 7:45. Amen. Come on, somebody. But that 7:45 only lasts for a little time. Amen. Come on. See, I know about that because y'all know I sub. And because I sub, they have a requirement for me to meet a certain amount of hours. Amen. And you know what? I have not met my hours. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. Because I've been busy doing church. Amen. I've been busy taking care of the things of God. Every time Brother Evans called me. Come on, he called me every day. Well, he didn't call me yesterday, but he called me every day. He said, what you doing, Doc? I'm up at the church, amen. I'm up at church. He said, you stay at the church, amen. And I do, amen. But you know what? Those people sent me a thing, and they said, you know what? If you don't meet your time, we're going to let you go. Amen. Because they're going to let the pastor go, amen. Not knowing that, you know what? I'm just really there because I really don't need their job, but I'm there so that I can touch the kids. Am I in the right house? Amen. Come on, somebody. Because it's not about me. It's about the kids. Amen. If I can just touch a kid. Amen. Come on, somebody. But you know what? That's not my calling. This is my calling. But even though this is my calling, I will go to the low places. Amen. And touch a kid. Amen. Because every now and again, kids don't get hugs that they need. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. They'll roll up on you and you know what? They'll just hug you. Amen. Out of the blue. Amen. They need a hug. They need to see me. Amen. Am I in the right house? So I'm going to give them their minimum. Amen. Come on, somebody. I don't know how long I'm going to give them their minimum. Amen. Am I in the right house? Amen. But see, that's my commitment. Amen. My commitment, I think, is only going to last about December. Amen. And I'm going to have to let them go. Somebody say, let them go. I'm going to have to touch him in another way. Amen? But uncompromising commitment will yield returns. Say yield returns. It says in 2 Peter 1 and 10, it says, wherefore, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, say do these things, you shall never fail. Say you shall never fail. Amen? So we're going to go on to the next scripture. We have to understand, say understand, the dynamics of faithfulness to the team. Somebody say faithfulness to the team. You have to realize that this is a team. And without you, the team, it suffers. Say suffers. And I really mean that. I really do mean that. We need you just like you need us. Amen? But you know what? This is what I found out. If you decide that you don't want to be on the team, God will raise up somebody, amen, somebody to take your place, and not only will they take your place, he'll let you live long enough to see them prosper in your place. Say prosper in your place, amen. Anyway, Anyway, three hand claps. Go back to that, Brother Willie. Luke 16, 12, and 14. And I say that because you know what? There are things that must be done. Amen? Understanding, because you know what? I'm going to throw this out here. Pastor can't do everything. Come on, somebody. And you know what? Pastor is tired. Come on, somebody. Pastor need help. Oh, y'all saying amen, but I'm just telling you, don't just be bumping your gums. Amen. Pastor need help. Amen. I need help. Amen. Amen. I need help. Y'all know I done worked on my back, and my back was doing pretty good. Amen. Somebody say doing pretty good. And I woke up. I woke up and something was wrong. Amen. Am I in the right house? Pastor, say pastor. Pastor need help. Amen. Amen. And I'm serious. I need help. Amen. Y'all can say what you want to. I just caught that in the spirit. Somebody said, this your church, Pastor. No, it ain't. This God's church. Amen. And y'all are here to help us. Amen. With the vision, because the vision is yet for an appointed time. At the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, though things may be slack in your life, just wait for it. Amen. Because it's going to come to pass. Say, come to pass. Am I in the right house? It says, wherefore, it says, if ye have not been faithful, say, oh boy, in that which is another man. Y'all need to read this. Who shall give you which is your own? Amen. Everybody wants something, but they won't be faithful. Amen. Oh boy. I knew it, Lord. I just already knew it. You know what? Oh man. Don't y'all get quiet. Y'all all know what this is. If young people, y'all may not know what it is, but older people know what it is. Amen. That's that out toilet. Amen. I just don't have the walls and stuff on it. Amen. Every now and again. See, years ago, they didn't have Astro Johnny and all those people to clean those things out. Am I in the right house? They had to get somebody to come clean that out. Am I in the right? Come on, somebody. I'm going somewhere with this. And every now and again, you may be given a task that you don't want to do. Am I? Come on, somebody. Amen. Don't sit up and say, you know what? I want to be the first one to volunteer to do this. Amen. Am I in the right house? Okay, come on. Come on. And you know what? Pastor prays. Amen. And you know what? Pastor, the Lord would put somebody on pastor's heart. I'm walking on this way. People said, don't come over here, Pastor. Amen. Amen. Because there's something in that toilet. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. Jay looking like, don't come back here. I'm not. I helped you move it in here, but I'm not going to help you with that. Sammy, can you come here for a minute? Oh, did y'all hear what that man said? That man said, sure will, amen. Oh, he sure will. He said, I sure will. Now, Sammy, the Lord told me to tell you that this is your assignment. Oh, you hear what he said? And I'll take care of it. And I'm telling y'all, it's something in there. And you may not want what's in there, amen. But you know what? Whenever God gives you an assignment, He'll always give you the equipment that you need to carry out the assignment. Amen? So, here you go, Sammy. Here's your glove. Come on, somebody. Woo, boy. You see what he said? He didn't try to say, well, this glove don't fit me. Amen. Come on, somebody. He didn't say, you know what, this glove is not the right color. Amen. Am I in the right house? Well, Sammy, you might just need this. Come on, somebody. And most time, whenever somebody hands you something like that, they show it to you, you know what, this ain't for me, amen. But you know what, Sammy, before you do that, let me go on and get this stuff right here, because something ain't right in there, amen. I'm going to spray this, and maybe that might just, come on, somebody. I'm talking about assignment that we won't do, but you know what, God has told somebody, amen, That's something that you must do. Amen. So, Sammy, you know what? There are probably two things in there. Just two. Just get the top two. Amen. Get the top two. Oh, boy. Woo. Jesus. Ooh. But did y'all see what Sammy did? Sammy, get the top two, Sammy. Get the top two, Sammy. You know what? Samuel just reached in there. He didn't worry about how it looked or how it smelled or what was in there. But you know what? Samuel, because he knew his assignment, I'm going somewhere with this. Come on, somebody. You know what Samuel did? Samuel suited up and he did what he was called to do. Am I in the right house? See, every now and again, it may not be what we want to do. We ain't through, Samuel, because you're going to have to dig a little deeper in there. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. Amen. Because I believe there's something in there that's still in there, Samuel. So, Samuel, you know, Samuel done got dirty and stuff. And, you know, a lot of time when we get dirty doing an assignment, that's my last time getting dirty. Amen. You know what? Pastor didn't get dirty. All he's doing is just telling me what to do. Am I in the right? No, I'm telling you what God told me. Amen. Samuel, I think it's one more in there, and I think you're going to have to dig deep. Oh, he's way deep. Oh, he's way deep. Is that it, Sammy? Is that the one, last one? Amen. Keep looking at it, Sammy, because you have been obedient to what God is doing. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Whoa! You see? Don't let that distract you from what God has called you to do, amen? What did Samuel say? What did he say? Oh, thank you, Jesus, amen. See, every now and again, God will bless you when you're doing your assignment, amen? Come on, somebody. But if you miss your assignment, say if you miss your assignment, you won't get your blessing, amen? Am I in the right house, amen? Samuel, you ain't got to tell him what it is, amen? Because, oh, he said it's between me and God. Sammy, can you show them what God did? Don't show them all. Just show them the outside of it. See, God is good. Amen. Somebody say God is good. And I just did that because, you know what? Every now and again, there's a blessing in what God has for us to do. Amen. Amen. Most time when you look at commodes, people don't want to do commodes. Come on, they say, oh, no. We know what people do in commodes. Amen. But we started out doing commodes, amen. Come on, somebody. Somebody got to do the commodes, amen. Somebody said, not me, amen. Amen. You never know. That may be what a winning lotto ticket is. Am I in the right house? Come on, I'm not looking at nobody, amen. Amen. But I just did that because we need to know that if you have not been trustworthy with someone else's property, who would give you property of your own, amen. Come on, somebody. When you're faithful in something else, come on, somebody. I know y'all don't like that. Why did he bring that commode in here? But we need to see it, and we need to know that God can bless us any way that he wants to bless us. Somebody say amen. Amen. See, scripture documents the revelation of our faithfulness. Say faithfulness. Faithfulness is time-tested, amen. Amen. It's time-tested. You know, you don't get the reward the first time you do it. Come on, somebody. Because the first time you do it, oh, you'll like it. Amen. But you know what? You get rewarded after you do it over and over again. Amen. And not only did, if you notice that Sammy didn't spray again. Come on, somebody. Sammy did what he was told. Amen. So if we just commit to what God has called us to, God will give us our own. Amen. I'm telling you, it works. Somebody say it works. Amen. Amen. See, faithfulness is a rare commodity among saints. Sad to say, if admitted, many are faithful to their own pleasures rather than the pleasures of God. Well, y'all are quiet this morning. Amen. Somebody said, I don't want to hear that faithfulness, but I'm telling you, you have to hear faithfulness in order to get where God is calling you to. Amen. Because I look in Scripture and I find that Moses was faithful. Say Moses was faithful. Moses was very faithful, amen. It says, my servant Moses is not so. Who is faithful in all my house? Say all my house. David was faithful. Say David was faithful. It says, then Amalekah answered the king and said, and who is so faithful among all thy servants as David? Say as David, which is the king's son-in-law and goeth at thy bidding and is honorable in thine house. No matter what God told David to do, you know what David did? David did what God told him to do. Amen. And because because he did what God told him to do, David was always blessed. Amen. We're blessed. We're blessed. I'm talking about us. We're blessed as we do what God tells us to do. Amen. Daniel was faithful. Say Daniel was faithful. Oh, Daniel was a faithful man. And I know y'all are saying what that got to do with me. Well, if you can find it in scripture, you can have it for yourself. Amen. Daniel was faithful. It says, then the president, princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom. It says, but they could not find no occasion nor fault. For as much as he was faithful, say he was faithful. Neither was there any error or fault found in me. If we're faithful to the things of God, we should not worry about what other people are saying about us. Amen. Whenever you become faithful to God, people are always going to talk about you. Amen. Come on, somebody. But you know what? All I can tell you is continue to talk about me when I'm on my way to my blessed place. Amen. Am I in the right house? Amen. You can talk about me all you want to. Amen. But I'm on my way. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. I am on, say, on my way. You know why I'm on my way? Because we are. Say we are. We are faithful. Hey, come on, y'all need to say that a little louder. We are faithful, amen, because God is raising up faithful people, amen. Say, Paul was faithful. Say, Paul was faithful. See, Paul said, and I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who has enabled me, for he counted me faithful. Say, he counted me faithful. Say, God is counting me faithful. See, I'm rewriting the script for y'all today, amen. Say for y'all today, not only for y'all, but I'm rewriting the script for me. We're faithful, amen. Whenever we're faithful to God, God will blow our mind. Say, blow our mind. Whenever we're faithful to God, God will continue to bless us. Amen. How many people can stand to be blessed this morning? Amen. Come on, somebody. When we're faithful to God, God will always bless us. Amen. And not only will he bless us, he will bless us in unusual places. Amen. Say unusual places. He'll bless us in places we don't want to be. Amen. But if we just stay in our place, say stay in our place, God will bless us. Amen. See, faithfulness is required, and it's a required character trait for all saints. Amen? See, I know you are not those saints, but this is the question that I have. Are you steadfast? I need one more person to say, I am, amen. Are you loyal? Come on, somebody. Everybody need to say amen. Kat, can I get you to say amen? Amen. See, I already know what she's doing. She's writing those scriptures down and posting them. Amen. Come on, somebody. That's a PR person right there. Say diligent. And say committed to that of another. Say that of another. So believers are exhorted to be stable. Say be stable. And not only be stable, to be consistent. Amen. If we say we need ushers, guess what we need? Ushers. And we have church every Sunday, not first and third. Amen. Not first and fourth. We need ushers that are on the post. Amen? Say on the post. We need ushers. You say, well, why you need ushers to usher people in? Just like we need greeters all the time. Why do we need greeters? So that they can see a smiling face to greet them into the glory of, say, into the glory of God. Amen? It says, therefore, my beloved brethren, it says, be steadfast. Say steadfast. Be unmovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor, say your labor, your labor is not in vain. Whenever you get in a tough spot and you need God to show up, you need to remind God just how faithful you've been. Amen. Amen. Somebody say amen. You know, you may not have been as faithful as you're supposed to be, but you can draw upon that faithfulness that you have been. Amen. Say that I have been. Amen. Well, God, you know what? It's not that much, but I've been faithful. Say, I've been faithful. Amen. And I need your assistance. Say, I need your assistance. Things just are not working out right, but you know what, Lord? I did show up to usher. So am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. I did show up to greet. Amen. Am I in the right house? Faithfulness. Say faithfulness. See, this is also what I have. Faithfulness on a team. Say on a team. Is required for ministry and any other promotion. See, whenever you're on a team, a church team, come on, somebody. God will take you higher than your promotion on your job. Am I in the right house? Amen. There will be unusual raises that just show up. Amen. Amen. I just believe even on Social Security, they increase Social Security. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. Somebody say, no, they won't. Okay. As long as you said, no, they won't, guess what? No, they won't. Amen. Come on, somebody. But you know, I've been waiting on my retirement to increase, but I found out that it's not increasing. Amen. But you know what? I have found out that God is able to sustain me, amen, because you know what? Because I'm faithful, amen. I have not missed a beat, amen. Cut my salary in half. And still have not missed a beat, amen. Come on, somebody, because I trust in the true and living God, amen. I know some people always tell me, well, he always talking about salary, but you know what? I had to believe God, amen. When I was working, amen, I could believe in the state, amen. Come on, somebody. But now I have to believe in the true and living God, amen, that God's going to make it stretch. Say, make it stretch, Lord. See, every now and again, it may not look like you have enough, but whenever you put it in the hands of the master, am I in the right house? Amen. He'll take it farther than you ever expect, but you have to put it in the hand of the master. Amen. Somebody say, in the hand of the master. Amen. Anyway, promotion. And these things, 2 Timothy, and these things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, that the same commit thou to faith, say faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Say also, amen. We're teaching this faithfulness because we want everybody to go to a different level. Come on, somebody. Not just KCC, but we want everybody, amen. We want people to see you going to the next level, and then all of a sudden they ask you, what happened to you, amen. And then you can tell them, guess what? I was faithful. Say, I was faithful, amen. See, we need to let this and other scriptures determine our resolve of our team faithfulness. Say, our team faithfulness. See, there has to be a resolve when it comes to team faithfulness, because sometimes we get upset with people on the team. Amen. Like, y'all get along with everybody in here all the time. Come on, somebody. Every now and again, even in church, we get crossways. Say crossways, amen. Because you know what? They not doing what they supposed to do. Don't worry about what they not doing, amen. Just do what God has called you to do. Am I in the right house, amen? Come on, somebody. See, believers, say believers, are exhorted to be stable and consistent. I just had to repeat that again because we had to talk about that, because a lot of times in church, people don't know anything about stability. Pastor ain't never preached about stability. But in this church, say in this church, we're trying to raise up people to be examples to other people. Say to other people, amen. Come on, somebody. See, don't just talk it, but you have to walk it. Say you have to walk it. Amen. So what defines the heart of a faithful team member? I'm glad you asked. Is everybody a team member in here? What Janice say? Janice said, yes, amen. She said, yes. What'd you say? Are you a team member? Are you a team member? Are y'all team members? Are y'all team members? Keisha, you and that baby, are y'all team members? Yeah, you're the baby or team member. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. See, the faithful must be willing to sacrifice. Say willing to sacrifice. Let's go above initial expectations, not just part. Say not just part. Now, Sammy could have smelled that, and you know what? Instead of putting on his glove and digging in that, you know what he could have did? It looks okay to me. It smells okay. Amen. Come on, somebody. But you know what? Whenever we're doing something for the Lord, we'll go beyond what God has. Come on, somebody, called us to do. Amen. You know what? I think it's something on the inside. Amen. Say, oh, it is something on the inside. Now, whenever I see something on the inside, instead of me going, getting Brother Gary, I think this is your assignment. Amen. Come on, somebody. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do it myself. Amen. And you know what? Because Gary is a team member, am I in the right house? When he see me suited up and doing all this stuff, you know what Gary's going to do? Gary's going to get up out of his seat. Come on, somebody. Did you hear what he said? And he's going to come and help me. Amen. To see, that's what team members. Come on, somebody. Amen. Because we're all in this thing together. Say all in this thing together. The faithful. Say the faithful. Must be willing to submit. Oh, I hear one. That's all. Yield to those who you are accountable to, even though this is not the way I would have done it. Come on, somebody. Even though I wouldn't have done it that way, that has nothing to do with how God has told us to do it. Amen? But you know what? I'm going to do it. Amen. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it to the glory of God. Amen. I told y'all years ago we were over a ministry of busing kids in, amen, all over the city of Austin. We had about, how many buses did we have? We had about 15 buses, and we drove all over Austin. I knew some shorter routes, but you know what? That wasn't the route they gave me, amen. I'm on the right house. Come on, somebody. And I knew that if I did my route, I could get more kids. But you know what? That man didn't tell me to drive that route, amen. That man told me, you go over here, you go over there, and just because you know those kids, don't go get those kids. You go get the kids I directed you to get, amen. And because I was faithful to him, you know what? We began filling up. Somebody say filling up. Filling up our buses, amen. We filled up. Our bus was called Charity Love. We were so faithful to that. Whenever we go pick up kids, guess what? We have kids hanging all out the window. Amen. Am I in the right house? Because we were faithful. Say faithful. Amen. I didn't look at what everybody else was doing. All I knew is what God had called us to. Amen. Pastor didn't even, he forgot our names. Come on, somebody. Oh, he forgot. I know he forgot our names. So all he called us was outreach dodies. Amen. Come on, somebody. See, I could have got mad because he didn't remember my name. Am I in the right? See, that's what we do in churches. We get mad, amen, because they didn't call my name. Amen. Am I in the right house? Amen. As long as I'm able, amen, to be up here and not down here, amen. Because if I'm down here, ain't nobody going to see me. Am I in the right house? Amen. Oh, come on now. I'm preaching better than you saying amen. But this is where your reward is. Oh, Jesus. Oh, I didn't say you had to clean up toilets, amen. But it's usually behind the scenes, amen. Come on, somebody. When you're working behind the scenes, it's one person that sees you, amen. God sees you, amen. And it's a matter of time before God brings you to the forefront, amen. See, behind the scenes, come on, somebody, that's proving ground. Am I in the right house? Amen. You know what? David didn't become king all of a sudden. Amen. He had to deal with those nasty sheep. Am I in the right house? Amen. See, every now and again, we have to do what it takes back here before we get here. Am I in the right house? We served. I don't know about y'all. I don't know about y'all. But we served many, many years in ministry. Amen. We didn't ask for our name to be called. Come on, am I in the right house? All we ask is for you to let us do what God has called us to do, amen. And every now and again, if you want us to do what you want us to do, we're going to do what you tell us to do, amen. Come on, somebody. Because I know that if I do what I'm supposed to do in one man, eventually he's going to give me mine, amen. Come on, somebody. That's like, come on, one hand clap, but that's okay, amen. I don't know about y'all. Y'all may not want a church, but you may want something better in your life. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. So that requires for you to do something for God. What are you doing for God? Amen. Come on, somebody. We always want God to do something for us, but what are we doing for God? Amen. That's like going to the bank. Come on, somebody. Where Janice worked. And hadn't put nothing in. Come on, somebody. And all of a sudden, you write a check. I want my money. Well, Janice looks up the thing and said, if I hadn't put nothing in, come on, somebody, how do I get something out? Amen. Come on, am I in the right house? See, every now and again, you have to put something in, amen, in order to get something out. Amen. To be faithful, you must be willing to be steadfast. You must have a consistent, predictable behavior, even after correction. Oh, Jesus. It got quiet on that. I'm going to walk over here where Peggy is. See, a lot of people see Peggy smiling and stuff, but Peggy will tell you I correct her just like I correct everybody else. Had to sit her down for a season. She said, yeah. See, a lot of people don't know that. Peggy, my sister-in-law. But you know what? You just like everybody else. You a member. Sit down. Till you get that right. Am I in the right house? Amen. Amen. But she didn't go out stomping her feet. You know what? She said, I'm going to sit. But now every week she asks me, am I back? Amen. Come on, somebody. No, you're not back yet. Amen. But you know what? That goes to tell me that she was willing. Come on, somebody. See, we have to be willing sometimes. Am I in the right house? And then God will reward you. Amen. Did she like sitting down? No, she didn't, because she was asking me every week, is it time yet, Pastor? I said, girl, the Lord ain't told me to let you up there. Amen, amen. But eventually, you know, I'm just saying that. And I'm not saying that to belittle Peggy, but I'm saying that because of how proud I am of her. Yeah, she could have said, you know what, you my brother-in-law, I know you. I know all your dirt. I know everything you done did. Amen. And I'm going to tell everybody. Amen. What, say what? Oh, yeah, she busted me out of rehab. Amen. I ride out. You know I busted when you, I know somebody, I saw somebody look real funny then. Years ago, say years ago. Yeah, she said, almost 30 years ago, she said, no, she said, he need to come home with us. Amen. And see, the Lord must have been speaking to me and Peggy, because I already had my clothes packed. Amen. I was ready to go. Amen. Amen. But I'm just saying that, just to say this, that you know what? I'm proud of Peggy. I'm proud of Peggy because she was willing. Say willing. Amen. And sometimes we have to be willing. Because we have to see beyond where we are right now, knowing that God, say God, has a reward for us. Amen. The faithful must be willing to stand alone. Sometimes you have to just stand alone. Amen. But you have to know that you're not alone. You have to know that God is with you. Amen. Amen. Sometimes you have to put them out. Oh, Jesus. Amen. Come on. I'm going to turn this way. Sometimes you just have to put them out because you really don't need them. All they are is a lead weight around your neck. Am I in the right house? Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. 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 And you know what? I don't need majority approval to come to that conclusion. Amen. Boy, that didn't go over well. But anyway, that's what the Lord gave me. Amen. So this is what I have to say. What diminishes the heart of the faithful? What diminishes? Are y'all with me this morning? Y'all tracking? We almost through. What diminishes perspectives that are unprofitable? Say perspectives. Failure to see the big picture. Like a man named Gehazi. Y'all know Gehazi? I think Gehazi might have been the one that his master told him, don't take nothing from those people. Don't take nothing from them. But you know, Gehazi knew that man had a lot, so he went behind his master's back. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. And he decided that he wanted to charge the man on his own. Is that the right one? Is that the right Gehazi? See, we have to remember, say remember, that we have to have the right perspective. Position of power. Say position of power. A lot of times when you give people power, they have an inability to handle power. Amen. Amen. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. I remember I was at our last church that we was at in Austin. Boy, you gave a person a key and it would blow their mind. Amen. Come on, somebody. Do you know who I am? Amen. I got a key. Amen. Well, look here, Joe. 20 more people got keys. Amen. But I'm just saying, power, position of power. Say position of power. Persecution. Persecution. Say persecution. See, the need for other people to accept you. See, I don't need nobody to accept me. And you shouldn't need acceptance from another person. All you should know is that if you have the acceptance of God, everything is okay. Amen? And the last thing that I have is pride. One's ego that's gone wild. Amen? Every now and again, let's say every now and again. Because we all get like this. If I don't do it, it won't get done. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. Especially during Thanksgiving when people are cooking. If I don't make my special pie, guess what? Thanksgiving ain't going to happen. Am I in the right house? Amen. If I don't make that special dressing, come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. I'm telling you, amen. It's during that time, amen. That's pride, amen. That's ego. Amen. You know they want my pie. Man, don't nobody want your pie. It's a new pie out. Am I in the right house? Amen. I have somebody I love, dearly love. But you know what? I don't eat their pie no more because guess what? Guess what I found? I found a better pie. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. Amen. Good cupcakes. Good cupcakes. That's the cupcake lady right there. Amen. Good cupcakes. I ate those cupcakes. They tried to get my cupcake. I ate my cupcakes. Amen. Come on, somebody. Didn't I eat my cupcake? Amen. Didn't share it with nobody. Amen. Am I in the right house? See, prosperity. Say prosperity. Success will distort recall. Whenever we become blessed, will forget that before you became blessed, that you was on the altar every Sunday, amen. Lord, if you just bring me out, amen, I'll do such and such, amen. And then whenever you get prospered, guess what? The Lord can't even find us. Am I in the right house, amen? Lord, if you just bless me with a new house, amen. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. If you just bless me with a new house, I'll let everybody come in. Amen. Come on, somebody. And when people show up at your house, you look through the thing. Amen. Come on. No, not them. Amen. Come on, somebody. Lord, if you just bless me with a new car, amen, I'll pick up everybody on the way. Amen. Come on, somebody. And what you do is you don't go where you know everybody walking. Amen. Everybody right here. You go the long way around. Amen. You go the rural route. Amen. Where you know it. Come on, somebody. Okay, whatever. Amen. Prosperity, amen. But I'm telling you, when you become prosperous, you have to remember that it was the Lord that made you rich, amen. And not only will he make you rich, he'll add no sorrow to it, amen. I'm not hiding my blessing, amen. Am I in the right house? So a lot of times we'll get something from God and we'll try to hide it, amen. Come on, somebody. Oh, no, I don't want nobody to see that, amen. And that's what we have to be careful about. You know, a lot of people will see pastors. Pastor, and you know what? We don't take nothing from nobody, amen. Everything we got, we work for, amen. Come on, somebody. And people will see what you have, and all of a sudden they'll decide that the church don't need nothing. Am I in the right? Come on, somebody. Amen. And it's not about the church, amen. It's about him, amen. Because every first of the month, come on, somebody. Every first of the month is when we get paid, amen. We give, amen. We tithe, amen, every first of the month. So, you know what? We ought to be able to have something. Am I in the right house? We ought to be able to have something nice. And not only that, and I heard just somebody say, well, Pastor, you ought to do that. You're right, I ought to do that because God's been too good to me. Am I in the right house? Amen. Every week, I give, amen. Come on, somebody. Oh, shoot. I knew that wouldn't go over there. But anyway, prosperity would not distort my recall. Amen. Say what? Oh, she said, if we're not here, we would leave a check. Amen. Did I get that envelope that was right here? Oh, she gave it to her. It was somebody that was not here this Sunday. You know what? They sent their stuff by somebody else. Amen. I'm talking about they tithe. Amen. And their offering. And I'm not looking at nobody. But you know what? It's because of that. Amen. That God always prosper them. Amen. Somebody say prosper them. Because they didn't have to do it. Amen. And let me go ahead and drop this so you'll know. I don't pick up tithes and offerings. Come on, somebody. I'm not going to go pick up your offering. I'm not going to knock at your door and ask you where your offering at. Amen. Come on, somebody. I'm not going to ask you how come you haven't given to the house of the Lord and I'm here to collect. Am I in the right house? No. I don't do that. Amen. Because that's between you and God, amen. Am I in the right house? Okay. Well, I just had to drop that on somebody because you need to know. It says in I'm almost there. Say almost there. In Deuteronomy, it says, beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in his keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command you this day, lest thou have eaten and are full and have built goodly houses. Say goodly houses. And goodly house. I built a goodly house, amen, and dwell therein. But I have not forgotten. Say, I have not forgotten the Lord thy God, amen. They wanted to do Thanksgiving at my house. Come on, somebody. Oh, they want to do Thanksgiving at my house. And you know, I'm particular about my house, amen. Come on, somebody, because it's just two people. Now, I got some relatives that got some kids. Oh, Lord, I'm not looking at nobody, amen. I had to pray about it, amen. But you know what the Lord told me? Said, I gave you that house. Hey, come on, somebody. And I have to trust you. Amen. I have to trust you, Lord, that whenever they're there, they're going to obey Uncle Tarvin. Amen. I told y'all who it was. Oh, Lord Jesus, amen. But you know what? That's what we just have to believe. We have to stop worrying about stuff like that because that stuff is going to pass away. Come on. It's about the lives of people. Amen. Can I touch somebody? Amen. Amen. That house is going to burn. I can't take that house to heaven with me. Am I in the right house? Amen. I can't take money to heaven with me. Amen. But you know what I can? I know souls are in heaven. Amen. Because, come on, somebody. So what determines the heart of the faithful? I'm glad you asked. The faithful know that they have enough to demonstrate a trust for more of God's favor. Amen. And I'm going to sort of paraphrase this. There was a woman that was in Zarephath. And she said all she was going to do is she was going to bake a little cake. Somebody say a little cake. And she was going to bake that little cake for her son and her. And they were going to die. Amen. But the man of God said, if you bake a cake for me, come on, somebody. If you just bake it for me. And it says after she baked the cake for the man of God. Amen. Come on, somebody. It says that she ate many days after. Amen. Come on, somebody. Don't worry about what you don't have. Look at who you do have. Say, who I do have. Say, I have God. So be thankful. Know that when you have obeyed God, that he has all sufficiency in his hands. Amen. The faithful know that Satan works to corrupt their heart with disloyalty. Amen. Come on, somebody. The faithful know that what God has promised, say what God has promised, he must eventually perform. But that's that scripture. Just in case you want to get the scripture, it's 1 Kings 17:9-15. It says that she was going to die. Say she was going to die. It says that the widow woman was gathering sticks, and he called her to it, and he fetched me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. Say that I may drink. Amen. Go to the next one. And as she was going to fetch it, he called her and said, bring me. Somebody say, bring me. I pray thee a morsel of bread in thy hand. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I'm gathering two sticks. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. Did he go back? Oh, Lord Jesus. What did he say? Gathering two sticks. Oh, he said, now I'm a friend of God. Amen. Two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son that we may eat and die. Don't worry about what you don't have. Look at what you do have. Because with God, God is able. Somebody say God is able. See, he's so able that the faithful, say the faithful, know that what God has promised, he will eventually perform. Amen. See, God will not forget. Say, God will not forget. In Hebrews 6:10, in closing, it says, God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have shown towards his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints, and we do minister. See, we must choose to press on. Somebody say, press on. Knowing that God is faithful and that he never will forget. Amen. We are where we are today because faithful leaders allowed us access to their winning team. Come on, somebody. We're on a winning team and you have free access to it. Amen. But this is what you always have to remember when you're on a team, that the student is never greater than the teacher. Am I in the right house? So faithfulness in life to the team is a basis for your earliest training. Amen? We can say from a position of spiritual maturity, there is no chaos on this team. Say no chaos on this team. There is no confusion. Say no confusion on this team. There is no mayhem on this team. Say on this team. Say I will do my part. I will be in my place. I will hold up my end. Others may never know, but there is one who would never forget. God would not forget. Amen? I am out of time.